Okay, I would like to call to order the Administrative Control Board meeting for Mountain Regional Water. It's December 12th at 6 o'clock. Do we need to go into executive session?
Yes.
Okay, would anyone like to make a motion to go into executive
Motion to
session?
move into executive discussion session to discuss my personnel.
Personnel.
Oh yeah, personnel. Thank you. That's right.
Okay, seconded by Joel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we came out of executive session with Corey and Ian.
His name
I was staring
It's
at him.
Christmas. I know I'm spending too much time talking to too many people. Okay, so would the committee like to make a recommendation?
Do we wait to do that on the agenda, or can we skip ahead?
Oh, okay, so that's later.
I think it's 7. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, great.
More suspenseful
Okay, yeah, we keep on his toes the whole meeting.
lot of talking going on.
All right, so let's move on to the consent agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the meeting minutes? Does anyone have any questions on the November check register?
We got a couple. The EDM partners, the Woodland Waterline warranty. Can you remind me on that? Or were we claiming the warranty through them, or like who's getting? How does that work?
We just add a lot of additional work and coordination through the warranty process, like more than a typical waterline project. And Peter and the EDM groups kind of helped us work through the specifics on that. So that they were a consultant to us and the Snagville Basin folks working through the last of the warranty issues.
Okay, so we're paying them to deal with the warranty issues. Where's so it's not like
We're
we're
not,
getting a
it's not
warranty
covered
issue.
under the warranty. What they got the others to do is, but their work we decided would be better for us to just pay for directly.
All right. I think that's similar to the last time this came up. Okay, got it.
Plus money to get the
Right.
cover up.
Yeah. All right, and appreciate seeing in there all the safety bonuses. That was a big group of people that are all eligible. And then yeah, one was prorated, so giving us a heads up on that. And then the Ameresco Signal Hill, the 265,000, is that the last bill from them?
Yeah, we have completely paid for the solar right now.
Okay, that's the end of it.
And Chris, yeah, not to steal Chris's thunder, so I'll let Chris say
Yeah,
it.
it happened after I got the board packet together, but we got an approval from Blue Sky for our grant money.
The 400,
The 400, so
thousand.
the check is in the mail. So.
Woo!
Okay, I was going to bring it up during the staff updates, like questions, but
Yep.
can we get a picture of that check when it comes in?
Sure.
Sure. That's epic.
Yeah.
That's so great. So yeah, super cool. Well done.
There's a big picture of the big check sitting in
The
the
big check
window.
is sitting on the window. The
pro check.
The real one
Would be really
with
cool.
the bank account numbers.
Yeah. Are you gonna say Ian?
No. My son maybe, but me, I'm not savvy enough for that. Okay, and then the fraudulent charge, how did we pick up on that?
Just it, we didn't have a receipt for it. Didn't make sense. We started asking, and it wasn't. And we disputed it, and it has been credited back to us already.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Well done catching that. So cool. That's it for me.
And then I'd asked the other day the Woodland Place stuff, the 38,000 for the pavement and the 29,40 for the water line. So that's all the same stuff.
Well, and even the Woodland was even a little bit of after the fact, decided to go a little bit further because it would help us be able to get to some
Yeah.
areas that were difficult that we needed to be able to get to in the winter.
Yeah, we elected to, it wasn't a change order to the contract, technically, but we elected to extend the roadway a bit to make our valves accessible in the winter because they essentially weren't.
Yeah.
We found out. Sorry, but back to having a baby.
Okay, great. Does anyone have any other questions on the check register? Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's unanimous. And then Steve, I haven't had a chance to look at this either, but we got the November 24.
Yeah, but was able to, it wasn't in Friday, but I was able to get it all completed by Monday, so it's in there. The positive financial results for the year continue. We didn't pick up any more positive variance in revenue. Basically, we're right on budget for revenue in November, which makes sense. November's a lot easier to predict. Usage isn't as variable. We did pick up some additional savings on expenses, so we are a little bit better than we than budgeted after November's results. As you can see, about 12% over on revenue. Most of that, obviously, interest earnings, and then the water is where we've really done well this year with the very high usage. And then savings, we've also done well on repair expenses this year. We've had them, but they haven't been expensive ones, let's say. So that looks good. If you want to go down a little bit, the interesting thing is development-related collections did drop below budget, and that's mainly due to the assessments, particularly in Promontory. They had really good years, so there was a lot of money in reserve, but they haven't sold as many this year. So basically, we pull out of the reserve to make their portion of the bond payment in December. But it does show us less income this year. Again, the culinary, because usage this year is 25% higher than it was last year. So that's, again, why the usage is for water sales is almost a million higher than we thought it would be. All right, let's go ahead and go down a little bit. The PTIF, sorry, real quick, did drop below 5% for the first time in, it's more than a year. It's like 18 months about. So we're starting to see the balances decrease and the interest rate come down. So that's why we haven't budgeted as much interest earnings for next year. Like I said, operations, good savings in all the expense categories. So feeling good about that. Looking at next year, you never know, but we've budgeted tightly for next year, both on the expense side and the revenue side. So I don't think we'll see the variance we've seen this year, but Mother Nature can play havoc with our revenue, as we've seen in year over year. All right, let's go on down. Cash, we're just below $40 million. The one thing, the $1.2 million dropping out of the operating cash reserves, that's because we paid that Amerisco payment and we made an Oakland payment. And it was right at the end of the month, so it didn't get reimbursed out of the restricted cash until December. Okay. So you'll see that kind of flip back. We paid Oakland almost $1 million, and so it'll drop out of the $16 million near the bottom line and come up into when we look at December's results. Then the other thing I did comment in here is the debt reserves held by trustee. So second line down, $3.478 million. Basically, that's for all the debt payments we're going to make in, they're going to pull out of our account on Monday. So the big bond payments at the end of the year. But we're in good shape to make all of those. So we budget carefully, make sure we transfer in every month so that at the end of the year, it's not a, holy crap, what do we do kind of thing. So. All right, let's go ahead and go down a little bit more. Customer growth. Let's go down a little. Yeah. So we are at 86 through November. My projection in September was we'd be 92. Mm-hmm. So it's quiet. It's tight. Promontory did have a good November. They sold 5 lots. So that's kind of encouraging because that means if they sold the lots, likely we'll get an impact fee next year for things. So, and you can see we're at 814,966 in impact fees. So we just barely broke through budget. Interestingly enough, we haven't received any impact fees yet in December. But we have a couple large ones that they say they want to pay before the end of the year. So we may, yeah, which makes sense. I could see people wanting to get that out of their budgets before the end of the year. All right, down a little bit more. Water usage, So yeah, so November was pretty much what we've expected, what we've seen. There's not a lot of variance, not a lot of people in town yet or anything like that. The Olympic Park does start to pick up their usage again. They were up to 22 acre feet in November. It's usually a little bit higher in December as well. And Summit Water and Park City both kind of kick up again too with their snow baking. So that's, but for the year, it's easy to say. In September, we saw, we could predict the end of the year. It's coming in pretty close to what we'll see. Olympic Park is still kind of my moving target in November, December because of the snow making. And some years they seem to have more demand or can make more snow and the timing on it. So still trying to dial in their budget a little bit for the last couple months of the year, how much I should project. So, all right, let's go down. And that'll kind of lead into what you'll see here in a minute. I'm not quite here. So now we're back tighter to the lines than normal because that's how much growth and rate increase would be. The big differences we were seeing in July or September was really the usage. So, yeah. All right. And this is where I was saying we were really tight to budget for November. As you can see, just 6,800 below overall. The wholesale is a lot of the Olympic Park. And last year they used a lot of water. So I kind of predicted that again for this November and they used a little less. Mm-hmm. So I missed that a little bit. And then the standby fees, as we've said, just a lot of customers have come on. So you see this negative 16 there is almost offset by the 16 on the top line because they've kind of switched where they are.
Is the Olympic Park because of the new source they put in?
Yeah, we're still.
Do they have that plumbed in?
Yeah, it goes to a pond and then they pump from the pond up. But, that pond's filling at 200 gallons a minute and they want 2,000 gallons a minute. So we're offsetting.
Is that why we're a little less?
They only use it for the ski hill, too.
Yeah.
They've been using 750,000 gallons a day right now, so they're cranking water right now.
They might have kicked in. But I think in November, they didn't have it last November, their own source, and now they have it, so maybe that was a little bit. So that, yeah, I'm still working on predicting that well, let's say.
I don't think they had snow making on the new part of the hill last year, either.
They did not.
So anyway, cool. So we might get that dialed in though.
Right on.
All right, that's it for the financial update. Unless there's any questions or anything.
Okay. So has Summit Water taken all their water for the year? Or?
No. If you want to go back up to that, Chris, they were at 502 acre feet. So light blue column down a little bit. Yeah, you're almost the 502 right there. They can take up to 600.
What are they using right now? They're taking about 750 gallons a minute right now.
So I think they'll get to 600, but it'll probably be running right through the 30th or 31st to get to their 600 acre feet. And they do shut it off right when they hit it. So
you said that they know, they know what they're doing.
They watch it.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so they've still got some to take.
Okay.
Because is there, then they have to pay the normal rate if they go past.
They go past. Yeah. And then next year, it is at 500 acre feet total for the year. Drops another 100 acre feet next year.
So yeah, I wasn't sure if it was 500 and they just went to 502 or there was more to take.
It's almost 2 million gallons a day between the Olympic Park and Summit Water.
Park 2 is quite a bit there, so.
Yeah.
Where are they running?
They're taking like 2,500 to 3,000 gallons a minute.
That's raw water.
Yeah, raw water.
Like 900 to 3,000.
Does anyone have any questions on the November report? Mm-mm.
And then I think my other part was just
for energy.
Was the budget did pass, no issues when we met the council. We hadn't made any changes and they just asked us to bring up a couple of key points, and so we did that. One of the nice things we were able to comment is that our expenses for next year, as you recall in the budget, are only up by 3.4%, which I think is a very reasonable growth on our expense side for next year. So the council seemed happy, and we're done with that. So,
great. Right. Okay, Sam, take it away.
So here's a little end-of-year summary, the last quarterly update of our capital projects. Kind of fun putting this together at the end of the year. And got up-to-date budget numbers from Steve, so hopefully that's helpful. A lot of these projects, you know, we've had a lot of updates, but we'll at least have an end-of-year budget figure for everything here. So, again, no Tier 1 big bid projects. That's going to change for next year. And we'll go over a preview of the capital projects either January or February board meeting, starting to leave on that as well. But the Tier 2 projects, which are large but not managed internally, the first one is the Sage Hills Estates Betterment. And we've discussed this and probably seen these photos before too, but
yeah.
Chris, if you scroll down a little bit, there's the finished control valve building adjacent to the subdivision tied to the new golf course that Promontory put in. And this building has an additional transmission line and flow control valve that gives us another pathway or transmission pathway to get water from Signal Hill to the rest of the district, to our Atkinson zone, we call it. So it was a cost effective way to team with Promontory on their development and give us a backup on probably the most critical control valve in the district, most critical transmission line. Now we have another pathway to water. And Brian brought it online this summer, troubleshot it and got it working. I'm happy with how it's working. So it's not typical use generally to push a lot of water through it, but we have it there as a backup. Promontory management project. And we agreed to the budget up front, so I came perfectly on budget as a result.
Yeah, I was wondering how that came exactly on budget.
It was a contracted number. Absolutely. So, like, the contractor made their margin. Maybe they didn't. The second betterment is Browns Canyon Connection. This project is finally moving forward. There's a lot of earthwork happening right now to make this connection. I know Promontory is really motivated to get this egress, which I think allows them to move more inventory from a fire egress perspective in Park City Fire District. We were carrying a budget amount with our old alignment, and that was actually generated as part of our impact fee facility plan. And with their new alignment coming in a little bit shorter distance and some good pricing actually from their contractor, we're looking at $255,000 for the betterment. So happy that came in lower. This is an IFFP project. It's impact fee eligible. It was actually in the 2019 IFFP as well. So it's a carryover into our current master plan. We're getting, you know, our internally managed project. The biggest one we had this year is upgrades to Old Grange Booster Pump Station. And I'll talk about those first three bullets, surge, mechanical work, and then the paving and access. This site's also going to get a full-time generator and necessary electrical improvements to make that happen. Chris is doing the heavy lifting on that next year. And we're in good shape there. Maybe we'll just want to go down those photos, Chris, on the next year. That's kind of a good overview of the pump station. You can see the new paved access with the Highlander sitting on there. And that slightly different stain that shed encloses the bulk nitrogen tank. So we switched to a bulk nitrogen system here as opposed to compressed air. And both surge tanks on the suction and discharge side are gonna be powered off that bulk nitrogen system. And that's a new surge tank that went into the galley of the pump station. And all the blue piping you see is new modified mechanical piping. So we have one last time, which is will be completed this year to tie the surge tank into the last of the mechanical. And then we'll be ready to go live. You can actually see the copper piping in the background there. It's already plumbed to the nitrogen system. So that was a lot of work to get done this year, and a testament to Brian and the transmission crew. They did an incredible amount of work, and almost everything was done in-house. I think as a result, we're going to come out, I don't want to jinx them, we're going to come out pretty nicely on a budget perspective. I think it's just the difference between going out to bid for a contract and using our in-house expertise. So none of these figures include a labor figure or anything. They're just straight materials, third-party contractors, things like that. if we did put a labor number in there, they'd get quite a bit bigger.
Yeah, we were hoping to get all the electrical done this year, but procurement and to just delays in electrical stuff taking, you know, 40, 50 weeks to get electrical components just pushed it into next year. So
it can be frustrating, but honestly, tonight's kind of worked out nicely as a two-phase project.
Yeah.
We've got all the mechanical surge done this year, and now we can kind of hand it off to more Chris's world and take care of all the electrical.
But you're starting the piping work hopefully next year.
Yeah. So that's the Little Branch project. Sunpeak, too, we already talked about, but here's the end of your budget figures. It came in right around $150,000 to get the well back online. It was inactive for over 10 years. I don't know the exact.
A long time. Thanks for 10 years.
But part of the original sources for the Silver Springs Water Company prior to annexation and Mountain Regional, we lost the spring in that area and we tried to bring those sources back online to offset that loss. The well is rehabilitated, new pump motor.
New electrical service.
SCADA.
And new SCADA.
Everything.
SCADA upgrades. Even
new heater, new vent.
Yeah. Even the pump to waste line, grading, discharge. That was all done in-house by operations too. So that well's been online and used peak season this year.
Blends and upgrades.
What's it settled in
down there?
It's been, you know, so we lost, you know, the number of hours had in my head for the sprints, like peak season, really when rotor meets the road, we could make a good running average, something like 300 GPM. It does much more in the spring, obviously. But this well in the Sunpeak well 3 put together, we probably caught half of that back at least. So we're trying to claw it back.
Cool.
That's Sunpeak well 2. The Summit Park wells rehab, it's a similar story to Old Branch. Most of the electrical, all the electrical is going to phase into next year, and you'll see that in the project preview coming up. But the actual well rehabilitation work for both Summit Park Well 2 and Summit Park Well 5 got completed this year. You can see some photos on the pump there. Well 2, we'll be investing a little bit more into to get on SCADA so it can be ran. Just be automated and not have to be running again. Well 5 has a little bit harder time clearing up and can have some turbidity issues. It's not washed closely. So that'll remain generally, it'll be active from a regulatory perspective, but only there for emergency use, essentially. So nice to have in our back pocket.
It's well to make after the brush
20. Well, what's well two settling
after out the brush and bale, did it improve? What's it made?
We had a hard time brushing and bailing out the room and just the sheer, you couldn't really brush and bale it very well, no place to put the stuff.
Okay.
We struggled with it, but it's 60, 80 gallons a minute. Okay.
What's 5
days? Based on our numbers from a long time ago, it's definitely a lot better.
Okay.
Five stronger from the flow rate.
5 is well over 100 gallons a minute, but the water quality is not very good.
Yeah.
But 2 is an asset to the district?
Okay.
2 is an asset to the district?
Oh, yeah. Offsets all the leaks and the improvements we got to do.
That's what I was thinking, Brian.
Yeah.
And it's in a good spot. It comes in the tank 2 zone. Which is advantageous. If we ever had a problem with the Crestview pump station, that's the, you know, we can put source directly into the higher pressure zone somewhere. So it's definitely not worth walking with them. Now the rest are kind of smaller projects. This is the gate valve that was installed on Lost Canyon line. We kind of picked a strategic spot that was accessible, but wasn't full pressure and allowed our operations team to isolate the booster pump station from our customers upstream when and if we need to do maintenance or repairs down at the station. It also negates the necessity to drain the entire transmission line in that same instance, which will be a big improvement. So this project got knocked out in under
48 hours probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, not much to look at the after picture there, but flat dirt's a good thing. So not coming up. And then if we got the paving project, it's the last one. This wasn't initially, you know, in our world, but kind of turned into a capital project. We decided to spend some time on the grading design and make sure we do it right if we're going to invest in a big number on the paving and drainage of the Silver Creek facility. But the paving turned out really nicely, I think. And I think it is the long-term solution with the shop opening up next year. So it gets the facility in a good spot, not only for this year with snow coming, but also long-term. So we won't be coming back, I don't think, in the near future doing more improvements.
We also fenced the site.
Gate fence all the way. They're already fencing around two of the sides, and so we only had to do two people basically.
But yeah, in general, outside of electrical lead time things that are for the most part outside our control, knocked everything out. We had planned for the year and globally stuck to the budget and got a lot of work done in the district. So happy with everything, how it turned out.
Yeah, fantastic work. I feel like it's been years since we've seen things that are just under budget. So,
yeah, a lot of credit to Brian's team. They did save a lot of costs of having to hire out externally that we would have had. So that saved us money.
Yeah.
And Sam said that a couple of times. But.
Totally. Yeah, that's the driver on all this stuff. It just makes it fun projects and fun to come to work. I've got a good crew.
Who wouldn't want to hang out with Brian?
Yeah,
Brian.
who did the paving on the last
preferred contractor?
Oh. Yeah, preferred paving.
Yeah, we've got a good relationship.
They're quite good. It was a little aggressive.
Okay, so moving on, we are considering the Second Amendment to the Infrastructure Agreement. That's the new road, that's the blasting, that's the $1.7 million delta that we've got from the county. So I met with Andy and Lisa and Steve this week, and Lisa put together this great spreadsheet that just kind of forensically goes back through what we would have paid our contractor for and what was in their summary, and even just kind of double checking the grading. And so after looking at this, I feel a lot more comfortable with that amount. I it seems like the difference has gone from a $1.7 million number to more like a $200,000 number.
Cool.
So I didn't know if you wanted to go through this for everybody else's benefits.
If you want me to, or if you're good with Karen's review, just let me know.
The Mountain Regional staff and Karen, everyone, you're in alignment.
Yes. I wanted to go back through and feel like we weren't getting, taken advantage of them. And, they've even gone so far as to check with the High Valley Transit Group to make sure that, that they were paying for the stuff they were supposed to be paying for. So, I thought it was a great analysis, and I came in and we spent an hour just kind of going through everything and understanding it all, I feel much more comfortable with it. I still feel like they spent too much on blasting, but I think that might have been something that we would have had to experience with our own contractor anyway. So
what's the nature of the 215? That's the difference.
Yeah, so
what do we attribute it to?
Well, I would say it's a combination of a few things. And I can just walk through this really quickly just to give you this high-level overview. Basically, we just started with, this is what we talked about before. We only had this 358,000 in the infrastructure from the beginning, and that's where we said, well, there was no consideration of blasting and grading and all these other things. And when we originally, when we originally went to the county in this January 31st number, this 962, that's when we were going to do our first amendment to the contract, when we realized there's going to be some grading and there's going to be some blasting that we're going to need to do. What we didn't understand, I think, and that's, correct me if I'm wrong here, Dave, but Chris Robinson kind of got involved and said, wait a second, we're going to be blasting, hauling, and let's try to do this in the most efficient manner. So that was January of 2023. We didn't have a lot of communication really from the county after the start of that until about August of 2023, when Andy received an email from John Angel indicating that that amount had gone up from the 962 to the 1.184, which is probably the $1.2 million you've heard for some time that we had been using, and that was kind of for budgeting purposes. And you can see that really, and this, that didn't have a lot of detail, and it was a very brief email that basically went from, yeah, it was 962, now we're at 1184. I just identified that as 258,000 of, yeah, it's more grading and blasting. But there was no detail. Until we got the October 3rd letter from John Angel, which I then took and went back to the pay application that he provided the last board meeting that evening and basically tied out every single line item that was attributable to Mountain Regional that they were charging us for, and identified grading, blasting, clear and grub, granular borrow, utility blasting, and just make sure we try to identify those numbers specifically to each one. So you can see our blasting went from 139,500 to almost half a million. There's an additional blasting line, which is a separate line item on the pay app, that I know that was a later on decision, was we decided to blast the expansion place. So because we didn't want to do any blasting next to the building when we did that future expansion. So additional blasting, obviously that's a revised site plan, which indicated on that sheet right there. There was additional grading and blasting required for that revised site plan. The other thing that had originally been incorporated in Oakland's budget was kind of the finished grading. And we were anticipating that doing that outside of this county work, but because of the timing and wanting to get the building permit pulled, we said, go ahead, let's let the county finish do the final grading. And so that's how we ended up with some of these other costs, which we were showing in the Oakland budget of about 550,000 that were outside of the original county scope, which we then included inside of the county scope. You will also notice here the reimburse for lots, for the reimbursement we're getting for the fill that we took from our lot to 1 and 6 is pretty substantial. I mean, it went from 180 to 217, to $750,000. So this is helping offset some of these other costs, right? And this was something that was originally estimated about $5 a ton. It went up to 15. So in all fairness, I think that's, the county's trying to be reasonable with that. And, is the fill worth $20? I don't know, but I think it's a pretty fair amount from what we're seeing, kind of these other amounts that they're being charged in the Wardell contract. So, like I told Karen, I'm not an engineer. I don't know I did try to calculate cubic yards just so does it make sense? We graded a total of 51,000 cubic yards. We blasted about 69,000 cubic yards. Yeah, 70,000 cubic yards. So here's kind of our total grading, our total blasting, which is then offset by the reimbursement that we got for that fill too. So it's not an easy answer to say what's exactly in the 200, but the 200 basically is coming from, this is what we were originally okay with going into that First Amendment, saying like, that makes sense, we need to do that, to this 1.7 million. We knew we were going to have to spend 550 with Oakland anyway, you know, to get that final, the final grading done. But if you subtract that out, you're really looking at this difference here, which is the 215.
The scope grew.
And the scope changed too.
It grew. There was more blasting and more grading. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions on this? Or I feel like you're soaking it all in.
I think my questions are fair, so I'm going to keep them to myself.
So at this point, does anyone feel comfortable making a motion to approve the second amendment to the infrastructure agreement?
Motion to approve the second amendment of the infrastructure agreement. Mountain Regional Water Special Service District, Lot 5.
Okay, Joel seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed?
I'd like to abstain if I could.
Okay. So for the record, Corey will abstain, and then it's for to approve the second amendment. I know. I just feel like this is the one that's been keeping me up at night, and you know, now I've got a new thing keeping me up at night. It's Annie's fault.
Yeah. He says that before item 7.
Speaking of Andy.
Yes, speaking of Andy. We are moving on to the consideration and approval of a merit increase for the general manager, Andy Garland. Would our personnel committee like to make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just as a kind of an update in executive session, we went over the notes from when we did your review, Mitchell, kind of went through that. And a real positive feedback from the board, and a thank you for all the work you do with running this show. The board is very appreciative of all your work, and we decided on a 4% increase for the
4% merit. Right?
You can make a motion of that.
So I move that we approve a 4% merit increase for Andy Garland, the general manager.
Okay, Joel second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Okay, and now we're up to you to make some general manager comments.
Yeah, so certainly I alone do not do all of the work here. I am surrounded by highly qualified staff that really does the lion's share of the work. For some reason, I get the credit for that. But I appreciate the people that I get to work with. We had our holiday party yesterday and had a chance to sit around and have a little fun. So it was good. You might ask Lisa what her white elephant gift was, but that's when the recording's off, I guess. The building is moving along. A couple weeks ago, we had the chance to fly in the last major piece of steel on the administration building. So you'll see that those have come. The administration building is shaping up. The shop is going a little slower, getting the roof on and getting the siding on. They have committed to us to get that roof done over the next 2 weeks and get the siding on so we can get the building's condition so we can pour a floor. We do have temporary power, so if you happen to be driving around
in the dark, you'll see the administration building lit up. So things are moving along. They will work again through next week, and then the site will close for a couple days for the holidays, and then they'll get back up. The good news is it really hasn't been a snowy fall winter so far, so we haven't had to pay winter conditions. We're from a water standpoint, we wish it was snowier, but we'll take the benefit of that right now. Since our last board meeting, I said that we would not be putting water on the table as part of the Exhibit D with Weber Basin, but with Sam's help and with the potential upgrade to the treatment plant, we are going to put water on beginning in 2029 through 2034. We'll start off at 300 acre feet, and by the time you get to 2034, we'll get down to 100 acre feet. That's a conservative number that we feel like it's about half of the water that we'll have available to us during that time. If Weber Basin elects to take that, it will generate over $3 million to the district during that time period. So we think that we can comfortably offer that water. We've even made water available in 2026 at the Highway 224 interconnect gets delayed. So we are only committed to provide water through the end of 2025. Right now, the Highway 224 has been, the bid's been awarded, but the easements have not been acquired to put the pipe in the road at different places. So we all know how easements go. There's no budget assigned to acquire those easements. So that could be another cost to the district to participate. Stay tuned on that one. The other thing that has happened recently that Sam and Brian were really helpful in, the distribution staff, Stacy, was we did have our sanitary survey recently. There were a few picky things that were picked on, having the respirators at the chlorine sites. We've gone back and forth over the years on whether they're required, but because we were getting docked points, we have respirators at all of our chlorine sites. So we did get a pass. The system looks great. So thanks to Brian and Sam and their team. So things are going well. We're moving along and looking forward to 2025.
Great. Thanks, Sandy.
And we did not have a payout in this month for Oakland because we just received it today. So next month you may see two. But we're still running on budget.
Okay, great. Does anyone have any questions on the department updates?
I have one for Brian. Okay. The contractor that hit a line, we sent them a bill. Did we talk to them ahead of time? Like, are they going to pay it, or is this something we just do to like let them know they screwed up?
I just come up with the numbers, but we were supposed to have a blue statement with this contractor, and it never happened. And he started doing his work the day before we were going to meet. So he just kind of went off and did his own thing, and the whole morning, the guy was on it pretty quick.
What's the bill? I don't know. Okay. Is it worth pursuing legally if he doesn't pay? Or
it might be.
Do we have a threshold for that? Or
see how much it is.
Right. Okay. In a long number, I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be big money. So.
Okay.
Or a few thousand bucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. That was it. Thank you.
I just wanted to comment that in Sam's report, he was talking about the LEED Tech program, you know, being incorporated, and I love seeing that program succeed and, you know, benefiting the district. And Chris, I thought it was great to know that we've already had our first savings thanks to the solar array.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Did anyone have any other questions? Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second from Joel, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned at 7:05.